This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Today's a big day for Southern Illinois University Carbondale. The school kicks off its year-long 150th anniversary celebration. It's also marking its annual Day of Giving fundraising campaign. I talked with Interim Chancellor John Dunn.
It is a big deal, and we all need to be very, very proud of that. We need to know that through those years, we've produced a ton of very talented people going on to do great things, serving their communities, the nation, the world. And we're very, very proud of that. We're proud of who we are and what we've been, our legacy, our history. And equally important, wouldn't it be nice to be alive the next 150 years to see what more is to come?
Leaders in higher education are re-examining their purpose in this country. Does Southern Illinois University maintain the same mission it had when it began?
Clearly. I mean, students will always be first and foremost, undergraduate and graduate, and making sure that we continue to produce outstanding talent. Research has always been a part of our mission here. We're very, very proud of that. We're still identified as a high research university. And then, of course, service, the big three, the teaching, research, and service. But service to our community, our region, and actually to the United States. And there are many examples of that. So we're in that enviable position of making sure that we are regionally connected. And we will never forget, obviously, the needs of Sessor or Ziegler or Dahlgren or McLeansboro, as well as the metro area. But in addition to that, we have a commitment to the state of Illinois. And we've done that in many, many ways. We are the Shawnee National Forest. Forestry is very important. Agriculture is very important here. Engineering. So we do those things well, very, very well. And of course, the research informs people throughout the world about some really neat things that are going on here. Our mission has stayed the same. It's true that our source of funding has changed dramatically. At one time, for every dollar that the university expended, 85 cents on a dollar came from the state of Illinois. And today that's more like 25 cents on the dollar. So through the years, thanks to the good leadership of the university, but also support from faculty and staff, we've had to kind of recreate ourselves in an iterative way over time. Sometimes that's meant that we've had to charge for tuition more than any of us would like to, but that's the reality that we face today.
You mentioned funding, so that's a good transition in our conversation. This is the Day of Giving for SIU. It's not the first one, so people should be familiar, but what does this one day mean for fundraising and the overall outlook for the university?
And I think the first year that we did this, our target was $75,000, and I think that we netted something like $370,000. And the second year was $480,000. So we're hoping, obviously, to be $500,000 and north of that. And I'm quite convinced, given the alumni and donors and students and faculty on this campus, we'll do that. So, it's big and it's important. And dollars are used for students, for scholarships, but they're also used to acknowledge the donors' interest and wish and things that they believe are important in terms of the programs that they want to support, the faculty development, a variety of things. And I intend to work very, very hard to make sure that when we start early on the March 6th and then we finish on March 7th, 24 hours, that we have a great, great story. And I know we're going to have a great story.
You've been working toward a family feel, a togetherness on campus. Still, there's criticism out there about SIU, about what's happened and what continues to happen. With the 150th anniversary in mind, is this throwing money at something that won't survive?
Yeah, I was laughing the other day. I stopped in, I was on my way to St. Louis for a meeting, and I stopped in Pinckneyville, my home, at McDonald's, and some people there that were having a sandwich or a cup of coffee, and they said, boy, you got some big challenges there, And I said, look, we've been doing this for 150 years. I said, look at all the successes that this university's had in 150 years. And the best is yet to come. Not only will we survive, we will thrive. And I think my predecessor, Carlo Montemagno, was right. We have to think a little differently about who we are and what we do. But again, at the end of the day, it's about students and their successes. That has to be our fundamental commitment, the students and their successes, undergraduate and graduate, and never lose sight of that. And I'm very proud of our faculty. I think we have extremely talented people doing great things across campus, being good mentors, supporters, providers, encouragers, all those things that make a difference in the lives of young people.
Interim SIUC Chancellor John Dunn. You can get more information at 150.siu.edu or siuday.siu.edu. I'm Jennifer Fuller.